Hey, everybody. Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Manscaped. Now, Manscaped is the best, hands down, the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Take it from me, people. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, people. You know, let me tell you what Manscaped has done. They have redesigned the electric trimmer. Now, I don't want to turn you on by talking about shaving your balls, but I'm gonna, okay? Because Manscaped Engineering has spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball trimmer ever created. That is in the copy. They're saying ball trimmer, not me. So picture a bunch of scientists around a pair of hairy balls and trying to figure out how to shave them. Did they bring in real people? Were there models? I don't know, but it's a great way to think about things in a creative fashion. Anyway, they have just released their brand new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. It's a third generation trimmer featuring a cutting edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. What's the last thing you want to do when you're shaving your balls? Cut yourself. My God. Sounds barbaric. It sounds like something you'd see in a movie directed by Eli Roth. Okay, millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. Okay, the battery is going to last 90 minutes. So imagine how hairy your fucking balls would have to be to have 90 minutes of shaving down there. Okay, and one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. Right? You could do this shit in the dark. Plus, they've upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor. 7,000 RPMs? They're like a Ferrari? Plus, it's got quiet stroke technology. I know you all like that. It's a different kind of stroking. I know we are talking about balls, but this is about, you know, just shaving stroking. Show your motor off loud and proud because the intelligently designed charging stand is a rapid charging dock powered by USB. Hell, you could bring this to work and plug it into your computer. And you know what? Just do a little shave before lunch. You know, maybe you're growing a lot of ball hair between breakfast and lunch. Just give yourself a little shave before you head on out to your local sandwich joint of choice. And if you're listening to me speak right now, which you are, I don't think there's any other way for you to be hearing this, you are one of the first people to hear about this life-changing product, and I want you to experience it firsthand. So, fellas, and you know what? I'm going to say ladies, too. I know, well, ladies got it figured out. Guys have to get this whole contraption. And you know what? If you want to shave your nethers, I'm going to make this open to anyone. I'm not going to make this a gender specific thing. People, if you want to shave your nethers and you want to get 20% off and free shipping, you can do that with the code BONKERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using code Bonkers.
A stunning sci-fi spectacle that engages the viewer on every level, except for character, plot, and pacing. We saw Valerian, so you know what that means.
Schwarzenegger grew a baby in his belly, rocking Rostam vest while whipping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a bold speech to hit the cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the goob all the way to the moon. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call him the badass, and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes, cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Barney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you: how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and hello, people of Los Angeles. We are here at the Ace Hotel Theater for the very special PCast Blast. This is an exclusive episode that can only be heard on Stitcher. So if you're listening right now or you're in the audience, you've made it. You're a VIP to the extreme. We watched the movie Valerian. Wow. It's like Fifth Element if it didn't make sense. And that movie barely made sense. So we'll get into all of that. But first, let me welcome my co-host. Please welcome Jason Mantzoukas! What's up, jerks? How we doing, balcony? Big balcony up there.
Big balcony. Who here's been here all day? Yeah! Who here's been wearing a diaper? Who's living that hashtag dipe life?
And look, if you're listening right now, yes, they've been here all day. Since 3, it's now 8. It's not that big of an accomplishment.
Who's been here?
It's like seeing
5 hours of podcasting.
It's like seeing 2 Lord of the Rings movies. You're fine.
Which I'm sure none of these people have seen. JK, you're fucking nerds.
Speaking of nerds, Jason.
What?
This movie, Valerian, were you familiar with it? Did you see it before?
Oh, yeah, I was familiar. I had never seen it until this. I was familiar with it in theory from watching the trailers and being like, well, I don't know what this is. And then I watched it and felt very much the same. It ended after, I think, about a 4-hour runtime. And I was confounded.
I watched the movie in 4 now, this separate is the one viewings.
This is the one with Dane DeHaan and
Cara Delevingne,
right?
Yes.
Tulip Fever?
What? No, not that one.
Tulip Fever.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
They are also the leads of the movie Tulip Fever.
First of all,
guys,
did not know
you.
that was a thing.
Fuck you.
Second of all,
their chemistry so electric, it has now been the basis of 2 different love stories, both of which savagely unsuccessful.
They are the Bogey and Bacall of now. They are the millennial. They are the millennial Harry Met Sally. Jason.
What?
We have a big show, a very
How
big show.
How big is this show?
Huge, because
you guys got to get your energy like 10 million times more amped. Thank you.
We have a very special guest host filling in for our normal co-host, June Diane Raphael. We have a very special one. She has been on the show in the past. She has talked about films like Pluto Nash. She is the star of one of the most hilariously funny shows on TV. It's called Playing House. Please welcome Jessica St. Clair! Woo! Welcome, Jessica.
Here we go!
Thank you.
This guy's very excited.
The audience is giving you blowing kisses.
Wow.
The audience is on their feet. They're rushing the stage. If you're listening to this at home, the audience is freaking out.
They're tearing me limb from limb.
They are rending their clothes and losing their minds.
They are very excited to see you. Womp It Up is back.
Woo! Womp It Up is back, bitches.
Womp.
I feel so sick. Oh. I just finished this film in an abandoned parking lot because I put it off.
And because
for so long.
You were giving handjobs this
and
afternoon?
I was also giving $5 handjobs just to try to
Oh, your prices went up.
Yes.
And the clients were kind of into it because you were playing a movie at the same time.
Yes.
It was a bunch of podcast nerds being like, wait, I can get a handjob and watch a sci-fi movie?
And
my dreams are coming true.
Coming true, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Oh.
Talking about that jizz in your pants.
And people could argue this movie is a little masturbatory. So, Jessica.
Yeah.
I know that we've put you through the ringer with the future movies. This is not a dystopian future.
No, now, it hasn't aired yet, right?
Yes.
But you've made me watch now Pluto Nash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I found more enjoyable than this film.
Yes.
Which says a lot.
Wow.
Although the costume design was very similar.
To be fair. This picture is what's on the big screen up here, right?
That's a lot the guys I jerked off earlier.
You did over there say these 3 characters made you the most turned on you've ever felt in cinema history.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is the Magic Mike. These three Stooges characters from the movie Valerian are, you know, they're sexy, they're fun,
they're flirty. They're funny. They kind of reminded me of Oh Hello, didn't they? Did they have an Oh Hello vibe to anybody? They were like, too much tuna. Anyway, yeah, I feel sick. I hated this movie. And I hate you guys for making me watch so many fucking movies about the dystopic future. I would take so many trash cans on fire. So many iced teas with you know, what was that shit-ass movie you made me watch?
It was a dolphin who was addicted to or the internet or something.
Oh, right. What was that?
What is the even title of that movie?
Johnny Mnemonic.
That's coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, I would take 1,000 of those movies for one of this space bullshit.
Jessica, all I'll say is at least it's short, only 2 hours and 16 minutes. A brisk 2 hours.
And I'll tell you what, I watched every one of those credits with glee. I was like, these poor people worked so hard.
I mean, who was the jelly wrangler? Who had to just like clean that jelly off of everybody? Because
a lot of people are getting slimed in this movie. The slime ratio is
like,
very high.
More so than on any Nickelodeon show ever.
100%.
We have a very special guest tonight. He is a How Did This Get Made all-star. You know him from his amazing comedy specials, his own podcast, Doug Loves Movies, and from our episodes here of Twilight, Doug Benson! Woo! Welcome, Doug!
Hey! Everybody?
Doug, I believe the only one of us who saw the film in the theater.
Oh, yeah. If not opening weekend, close to it, because I am a Luc Besson completist. I'll see every crazy piece of shit movie he makes till one of us is dead.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there was an element about this movie that I legitimately enjoyed.
Was it the fifth element?
But there is something about this movie on a visual level that is like, if I was in like an Indian restaurant and this was playing like on a monitor and I didn't hear it or wasn't invested in it, I'd be like, that looks cool. Like, that's how I felt.
I'd be like, excuse me, could you turn the subtitles off?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'd love more chicken tikka masala, and what is this movie?
I love Can I have a side of Valerian with my tikka masala?
Some sag paneer and some Dane DeHaan. Is that his name? Dane DeHaan?
Dane DeHaan.
Yeah. And Cara Delevingne is not in Tulip Fever.
Isn't she?
That's another lady.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it really?
That's Alicia Vikander.
Oh, nuts.
That's why I didn't
is
get the joke.
Is she not in it as well? She is, right? Oh, okay. They're both. It doesn't matter. But I was wrong. You're right.
I don't blame any actor in this film for this movie. That's not their fault. They're they're there. They showed up to work on time. They got into hair and makeup.
How do you know that? Are you the set PA on this movie?
Yes.
It's an interesting movie because I would argue that from out of the gate, it has all this potential. Well, it's crazy. I mean, the first thing that we're watching is like literally 10 solid minutes of no subtitles and no English.
Right.
Right? It's just aliens who wash with pearls, they mine pearls, they have pets that shit pearls.
Wait, is that
Avatar on the beach.
It's a beautiful Avatar.
It really is. Is that before or after we watch aliens shaking hands with people for conservatively
30
minutes.
There's the lost art of shaking hands montage.
30 minutes. 30 minutes. Door opens, three people walk in, shake hands.
Nope.
Door opens, beep, 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 shake hands.
Nope.
Why? So many actors just shake hands.
And then at the end of all of that, even still it goes 400 years later. What? Why did you do this then? Why do this? This was the passage of time. You don't then also say, 400 more years.
Right.
Imagine all those hands shaking.
And by the way, there was something very odd about this movie, like just on the premise level. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to understand why you even needed to see the passage of time at all, because I guess the idea is there was a space station, then it kept on growing and growing and growing, and then Rutger Hauer, who's like top billed in the movie, has one scene.
As he should be.
100%.
He's the guy with the earring.
Wow.
He is the guy.
That does not narrow it down.
This is, by the way, this is a continuation of a conversation we started over there where Jessica goes, who was the man who was the who's the club owner where Rihanna was? And I said, Ethan Hawke. And you went, that's Ethan Hawke?
And then I said, he got his teeth fixed.
I think those
because
were...
Because in reality, Bites...
I think those were fake teeth for this movie.
Yeah, he had future teeth. Yeah.
Because you know who he looked like? Who's the singer? He's got real bleach blonde hair. Who? Sugar Ray?
Mark McGrath,
yeah.
Yes, that's who I thought it was. And I actually thought to myself... Oh, he's not a terrible actor, but now that I know it's Ethan Hawke, he should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, boy.
When Ethan Hawke is the comic relief character in your movie, you're in trouble.
Playing future organ?
No.
He's playing future organ.
He's playing an organ, but it doesn't seem that organ is the music that is playing in the scene. Like... It seems like a full orchestra is happening, but he's like, boop, 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 over on the side. I mean, there's so much here. And the good news is, if you ever get lost, characters will stop the movie dead to give you 3 to 4 minutes of exposition at a time.
And flashback.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, is you can be so dumb about movies as I am. Doug, you know this. I was on Doug Loves Movie once, and I haven't been able to meet his gaze. Once. But you can be really dumb and still kind of understand what's happening in this movie.
Oh, yeah, because they tell you at the last 5 minutes, like, oh, here's the entire plot of the movie. Like, it's almost like you're explaining it to your parents. Like, okay, pause it. So remember those characters from before?
And
so
I
they're over
them.
Here, and that guy is bad. Oh, he's bad? Yeah, he's the bad guy.
But then if your parents were like, well, that would insinuate that the middle hour in 40 minutes was irrelevant. And it was. This movie resets itself every 15 minutes into a different place and movie, none of which is cumulatively important to the movie's journey at all.
You know what I felt like?
A DVD could have like a late chapter that says, recap here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, start here.
If you started the movie really in the last 20 minutes, you could get everything that you
need. It would be a great episode of television.
Well, let me talk about... To me, we can get into the pearl-eating people, but the real issue that I have with this movie is, it's like, I'm giving it the real benefit of the doubt and going, it's like a James Bond in outer space kind of story, but there is nothing energetic between these two characters. They have so much witty repartee that is not said the way that you would say witty repartee. It's kind of the deadly. Like,
it's like when Harry met Sally, but they're just, it's like a staged reading, and they just got the script
they're like, oh,
that
yeah.
day. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, that was my line.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was you. Go ahead.
So you.
What are you doing?
So you're, a princess was guiding you?
Yeah, you, then okay, a great. Woman that did was... side you.
Okay, we got it. Moving on.
Okay.
You guys, your chemistry is off the charts.
Every scene in this movie was shot in one take or less.
Yes.
It's like, we need to get this to the effects guys as quick as possible, because they have a lot of work to do.
The most important thing on this movie is effects. They are not interested in performance at all.
But it's crazy because, like, that the main actor, he... is a, should be roguish. His lines are written to.
He's supposed to be like a Han Solo, charismatic, charming space rogue.
And he sounds like Keanu Reeves if you close your eyes.
By the way, we did.
I kept waiting for him to say he's not an FBI agent.
We literally Avril Halley, who puts all of our stuff together, the genius behind all of these great things, and Movie Bitches. She put together this short comparison. Take a listen.
Federal agent on duty.
I am an FBI agent.
Yes. It is exactly the same.
I did not know you were going to do that when I said that.
It's insane. And right from the get, I don't get these things when they like want to show like how couples are like really into each other. I've never aggressively wrestled. That was their meat.
we're wrestling. Like, they're wrestling a drink.
With a full drink in their hands.
Which is a solid, it's solid. The whatever they're drinking,
the
it's
frequency
solid.
With which the glass yeah, with the drink has to it. Drop out of frame because it couldn't be there still, because they would drop it or smash it or it would spill or whatever. They're just so that they can then put it back in, bring it back, whoop.
They literally are doing UFC-style fight moves with their legs, like, flipping each other
okay,
over.
Okay, Paul, now... This is, so you're telling me,
yes,
and you're telling all of us, you and June don't aggressively wrestle at home?
You guys don't. Like, it was like, when we first met, we were wrestling all the time.
Right. And now you guys, it's fallen off. With the yeah. kids, you don't wrestle as
we don't wrestle. Yes, yeah.
And she wasn't sure for a while. Yeah, you know, when a girl's not sure, she'll wrestle with you.
Yeah. You know, when I talk about my playlist, which was an odd choice. Like, it's not like
playlist has a meaning currently.
Yes. So to say your playlist, which is like, is that his yank bank of old exes? Like,
I think it's all the people that he's had sex with, right?
Right, but why would you call that your playlist?
Right, I think...
Because they just wrestle.
His playmates. His old, and they oddly all, like when he mentions his playlist, they all pop up on the wall yeah. like trading cards.
And do you think, like, because he also has the ability, do you think if he, like, clicked on one of those things, you would then see it? Because he also has the ability to see, like, the computer can project the dream that he had to him outside of his head. Remember that? Like,
yes.
So are we to assume these are files of, like, his, like, are these all sex tapes that he has? Like, what's
the
what's
more
doing?
We talk about it, it sounds like you guys are so hoping and wishing that that is a possibility is it, either now or in the future.
Here's what I want to know. Is it on the
exactly,
special features?
Exactly.
I didn't
exactly.
get the special features. Maybe you can click on them and see some, like, super alien dirty nastiness.
I did watch some special features because I did buy this on iTunes. I spent the $19 on a more expensive iTunes purchase
why?
Than normal.
Why did you buy? Oh, so you could do your four viewings.
Yes.
You had to dip in, dip out.
Well, yeah, I was like, I don't know where I'm going to be able to watch this. I watched half of it on an iPad. I watched half of it on sure. the TV in my bedroom. I watched half of it on
I
the TV.
I get it. That's you've got tons
halves.
Of screens. You're I dripping
you
in screens.
Break. You took a break. You wrestled June. You went back to watching.
Get back.
We get it. you know what? Can I just
watched
say
it on
this?
An old Apple Newton.
Sure. I had a theory, which was that they had almost like a focus group of all of these movies, of which I've not seen all of them, but it's like, for those of you who like Star Wars, we've got like that little bar they go to where everyone's like,
right. The ship looks like the Millennium Falcon.
Right. And then there's, if
which you
like
know, right?
Avatar.
You know
yeah,
that.
I know that. I know that, which I thought they should have updated that. That's so dumb.
Yeah, like, and like, what's your favorite character from Star Wars?
What is this?
What's your favorite character from Star
Hold
Wars?
Hold on. What's...
Like, if you had to pick one character from Star Wars.
Sure. It's Star Wars. What's sure, your favorite
sure, sure,
character?
Sure, 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 Princess Leia.
Okay, okay.
Good job.
All right. Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah.
She really knows her stuff.
She really dead? Got into it.
Yes, she is.
Wait a second.
Oh, God.
Like just,
I forgot I Carrie Fisher
R.I.P.
was dead, and then I remembered,
R.I.P.
and now like I'm sad
goes,
again.
She's not dead. We have terrible news.
God.
Well, Princess Leia's not
but
dead
Debbie
in
the
storyline.
Great. Why are you ripping on Debbie Reynolds? My God. Here in the Ace Hotel. No, but, and then you've got your Avatar, right? That's all the tall people.
Yes.
And
the
then,
Pearl the Pearl people are the Avatar people.
Right, and I would have seen a whole movie of those Pearl people. I thought that was nice. She wakes up in like an ear canal, and then she's like stretching. I was like, this seems like a good life.
I had
you
an issue
think that
with
was
the
an ear canal?
She's got a very sexy half shirt on.
The sexy yes. half shirt was odd. They didn't seem like creatures that needed to wear clothes.
Here's the thing.
And she was wearing a very blousy top. Like,
yeah,
like,
everything's very gossamer.
That race of beings did not have nipples.
That's
right?
interesting. I didn't even look at it.
Right.
But that's...
So like then why wear shirts?
Right.
Like what are we doing?
There
here?
Was no reason for
yeah.
them to be wearing.
I couldn't
clothes.
Figure.
You
maybe,
only wear shirts just, to show off your nipples.
Yeah. Like the only reason I wear a
that
shirt
is, why we wear
is
a
to
shirt.
Cover my nips.
Right.
And same with you guys, because good God, I don't want to see any of these gross nips. So thank God for shirts. But without nips,
I have a lot of issues about this world. While beautiful is like she wakes up. She goes to her sink to wash her face in pearls.
That'd be a great, like, cosmetics commercial if I was just like, get those pearls on me.
But then she goes outside, and then there's water.
Yeah.
Where but then they're getting
where they're pulling
pearls.
The pearls out of the water. Yeah.
So, but there is a world where there is water.
Yeah.
She's really use that.
The
herself.
Pearls are not water.
Right.
Even though they seem to turn into liquid, and they also have an energy, like a powerful energy, more powerful than like an atom bomb or something like that. You know.
Right. That one could blow up. Well, there is a moment in this movie that I was like, I could have fallen asleep at any given point. But when that one pearl blows up and everyone's in the space station, like when they're interrogating that one pearl person, a big explosion happens and then they don't ever reference it again, right? Am I right
in
that?
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't she?
When?
When they're like interrogating the person in the
cell. Yeah, when they're interrogating the pearl man, but where is the pearl at that point?
I think they take out a pearl at one point and then it's like,
oh, really? Oh, maybe.
That might be
do you
when
remember
they
that?
Die.
Is it, people
I
remember
think
that?
When they die is when they do that.
It's a different pearl?
It's not the pearl.
It's not a pearl.
Oh, it's not the pearl.
Die dies when he
explodes. Oh, okay.
That's how they die.
They die in an explosion. We normally mic up our audience. They die in an explosion. Yes. Oh wow! So the pearl then blows up.
Did you guys know that John Goodman is one of the voices?
Yes.
And they just repurpose all of Sully's lines from Monsters Inc.
I'm not going in for that. Just take old Roseanne ticks and Sully lines. Like how they did like Grand Moff Tarkin in like Rogue One. I wrote down like this movie was so kind of based on a certain level that I started to write that my notes have devolved into things like this. Uniforms are stupid.
Yeah.
Like I was like. Like, the idea of the uniform
it's 500 really... years in the future, and people are wearing dumb clothes from now.
They look like Nazis, straight up, right? The bad guys?
Oh yeah, those uniforms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime totally. You're going to be in an olive green, yeah. That's a bad choice.
What is the chest piece that Clive Owen cannot catch a break? This dude is a phenomenal actor.
Phenomenal.
He is in
Croupier.
Trash.
Yeah.
Except for Croupier and the Nick, okay. Otherwise, like, I don't know what's up with him. I felt so bad him putting on that giant hat every time and that weird golden, like, somebody, like, glued a bunch of nuts and bolts onto a chest placard and he has to, like, clip it in and wear it around the rest of the movie. I was like, give up, dude, it's over.
But what I liked about Clive Owen was he didn't know what side he fell on. Like, when you first met him, like, could he be good or could he be bad? I'm joking. He was... playing fully bad from moment one. There was no confusion.
I love the moment where the camera comes around the second time and you realize it's him that ordered the attack on the planet and you were like, no fucking door.
Because I haven't like, met any other antagonist yet.
This is
there's
not
no
a
reason
big
for
reveal.
Like Jessica thought they were all bad guys from the beginning.
Even
like,
Valerian?
From immediately. And Valerian's with them in the beginning. Like they're all supposed to be good and then they're bad.
I also
later.
I don't like a movie where they keep a character's back like to camera and then he turns around, but they're not anybody that you know. Like like when Valerian goes to meet his first person, I'm like, ooh, who's it gonna be? Oh, I don't know this person.
I also didn't understand ever.
Herbie Hancock.
I didn't really ever understand. Oh, that's right. Yeah, ever understand who Valerian and Cara Delevingne.
Did she have
for.
A name? What was... Oh, the...
Her name's Laureline.
Laureline.
And the graphic novel that it's based on, this is a classic example of Hollywood sexism, or French sexism. The book it's based on is called Valerian and Laureline, and then the movie is called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Like, fuck that girl. She's only half of the whole movie.
People are either coming for the dude or the City of a Thousand Planets.
Because she has to be in a bikini all the time at work, and when she's not, she has to wear that very uncomfortable metal bra.
Yeah, she's not in the bikini enough of the time, if you ask me.
Well, but I'm also like, because he treats her as if they are not equals. Like,
yeah,
but
they has to wait. Are... She has to wait for the takeout guy, or you know, or she has to like always be out in the lobby.
Yeah,
they also are...
wait for me in the lobby.
Yeah, wait for me in the lobby.
Go outside and have a smoke.
Get me some Reese's Pieces and wait for me in the lobby.
Yeah.
Wait for me in the lobby of the big market.
I wrote down, I was like, there's so much sarcasm in this movie. I don't know what's real or not, and I don't know if they're good at their job or they're terrible at their job.
I also,
because nothing made sense.
I don't know if they understand sarcasm. I also think, I think these are both very talented people,
yes.
And I have seen them be good in other things. It was like someone let two kids onto a movie set, and they were like, fuck it, let's do the movie with them. I was like,
Just say whatever you want, kids.
I couldn't crack it. I couldn't figure
out. Well, here's a big problem. The stakes for them seem to be for most of the movie that they're trying to get to their vacation.
Yes.
That they just gotta get to the beach.
Well,
you know,
also,
like, they don't really care.
Accept his marriage proposal because this is clearly the love story of the century.
Yeah.
By the way, there's nothing more sad than someone being, why won't you marry me? And the first, like, it's like this first thing is like, oh, all right, well, you're laying it all out on the line right from the get-go.
Like are they even a couple at the beginning of this
no.
movie?
No, they're partners.
They're just partners,
yeah.
Right?
But they're inseparable, and they wrestle in their underwear on the beach.
They, like, honestly, they both have more chemistry with the robot that runs their ship.
Yeah, Alexa.
Alex.
Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
I weigh my relationship. I weigh my amazing friends. I weigh my job. I weigh my activism. I weigh all of my mistakes and all of my triumphs. I weigh the sum of all of my parts. I Weigh with Jameela Jamil is a podcast about understanding and owning shame, loving yourself, growth, and even moments that I maybe should feel shame about, but don't. I am someone who loves to learn, I have a lot to learn, and I decided to reach out to some of the smartest and funniest and most interesting people I've had the privilege of meeting. People like feminist icon Gloria Steinem.
I weigh my love of my age. Unexpectedly.
Actor and love of my life, Beanie Feldstein.
I weigh loving vanilla cake with rainbow sprinkles, mm-hmm. madly.
Comedian Neil Brennan.
I weigh my code. It's my belief system. That's what I weigh.
And many, many more. I Weigh with Jameela Jamil is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about some of the tech because I believe that the movie... Well, first of all, this performance was one of my favorites. Hold on here, I'm gonna just.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like when she almost gets her brain eaten.
This
is my favorite performance. This guy here, play it.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, please. Gather around. Now, my name is Tazit.
Yeah, Russell
and
Brand
I'm your guide
is busy.
For today, okay? Now, whose first time is this at Big Market? Okay, lovely, lovely. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, let me remind you that Big Market is in another dimension. You won't be able to see it without your helmet or touch it without your gloves. Please watch the letters at the top and verify that the U for human is full green, okay? So, everybody, please get together right behind your guide, whose name is...
Tazit!
Come on, let's go!
And Tazit...
I don't know what...
Through the gates.
Watch this, right to camera.
Activate your system. Wonderful. Okay.
He goes...
Come on.
System activated.
One.
Here we go. This is my favorite little...
Come on. Okay. Activate your system, please. Welcome. The Big Market!
Why did Jason get this job? Were you up for this part? There were two parts you could have gotten, that one and the Jellyfish Hunter.
I was up for both of these parts, you know. I missed it by I guess, you know, it just came down to me and him, and he had all of the wardrobe already.
You didn't, right. Yeah, you didn't have enough beads in your
He's
beard.
He's like one of those guys that came in character, you know?
He just came with a double bag full of old towels and then wrapped them around.
It was undeniable.
Have you guys been to the whole Universal Park, the Valerian Universal Park?
Big Market. It's just a big empty piece of sand.
All right, so here's my issue with the Big Market. So the premise is, it's in another dimension. Cool idea, you gotta put on glasses and then you can explore. But basically, even though it's in another dimension, you're still in this dimension walking around. So it's almost like VR, that you're experiencing something but you're existing in a space. So, when all this shit happens, where they're like robbing John Goodman from Monsters, Inc., he's being chased, but at any given point, couldn't he just take off the glasses?
Well,
no, because his hand is stuck in the thing.
Oh, so his hand would always be in that dimension.
Yeah. That's why he can't just jump right out.
Oh, okay.
It's because he's stuck.
Oh, okay,
right?
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise, that's all he would have had to do is like go like, and he could take his arm out and he could then...
He needs Laureline to go at it with a pliers or something that who knows where she pulled that out of.
Yeah.
And just connect two
fix
fuses.
It so it comes off. And she's real calm when she's doing it. Yeah. He's panicked. So fun.
And their repartee is flawless.
It's like old school Joel Silver writing, Lethal Weapon style.
It's like Amy Sherman Palladino level banter.
I wrote down
but
I was
said
like,
real slow.
But said real slow. You know, like that crackling patter of a screwball comedy slowed real down. It's taken a bunch of syrup in Houston.
I wrote it's like Sorkin dialogue as written by like Michael Bay. Like it's like there's an energy to it that should be there, but there's no there either. Every time they open their mouths, I was like, I don't.
And
it all feels open. Like it's made to be enjoyed in any language.
Well, you know,
I wonder if there are people that it really would have like. One of my things always when I see stuff that doesn't connect with me, but then I'm like, because. And I don't think we've said this exactly, but there's a lot of very cool, fun sci-fi ideas at play in this. A lot
amazing.
Of the segments are really interesting, really great kind of ideas and execution, but it's just kind of so flat. And I keep being like, who would I have liked to see in this movie? Like, would it have changed if, and again, I want to go on record, I like both of these actors, but if Sam Rockwell was in this movie, would this movie be so much better? Like someone who
Sam Rockwell, that? Francis McDormand, let's see Valerian.
Great.
Valerian in the city with three billboards.
Billboards. Three billboards outside of a thousand planets. No, but I almost think like visually Jean-Luc Besson is amazing. It's like you just want somebody to come in there and be like, let's just rewrite this a little bit. Let's just kind of put a little flavor to this. Because it is... I think as far as like a special effects, a movie that's so special effects heavy, it is one of the most beautiful movies that doesn't feel like, I don't know what CGI, I don't, like it feels great, it looks very bright and vibrant, but it's the same way I kind of feel about James Cameron movies sometimes too. I'm like, I wish there were like Avatar, I wish there was like more
Well, that goes
there.
Back to also what Sinclair was saying about like stakes. I was never really nervous or afraid for anybody. It never really hooked me. I wasn't invested in their love story. I wasn't invested in their mission. There was nothing that I
never
could latch on to. So I just kind of end up being like, and it's very vignette-y. You know, each piece is its own little piece. And so some worked, some didn't. Meh.
And it's all, they really don't go on their mission. They don't ever go on a mission. They go on one thing that leads them to the next thing. So they're just like, along for the ride, like they don't know why they're there.
They take turns saving each other.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of like. I felt like there was that one scene where Cara Delevingne's like, go through that wall, and it was just an excuse to run through all the worlds that they had mentioned, but they had no discernible plot for any of it. Like, well, it'd be cool if he just runs through all of them, right? Wouldn't that be like, at least we did it. Like,
but to be honest, that was my favorite part of the movie.
Really?
That suit was the only thing I thought would be cool to have.
His mech suit?
Yeah, that he could be like, oh, I'm swimming now. Now I'm running really fast. Now I can go through walls, you know? I was like, okay, that's something interesting.
Now
I'll tell you what I don't need is a
lot.
Sky jet. What is it called? What'd you say, Tom?
Something about hand jobs in a parking lot.
But through it all, no matter how far the worlds get, you still get some Bee Gees with staying alive. When you're walking through the cool 42nd Street Bazaar.
The red light district.
I pulled that Paradise Alley prostitutes. I know this is we'll just be out here.
He has to turn down a lot of action.
People want to have sex with aliens. That's what this is telling us. It's the truth.
Hi, sugar.
They shot this at the rap party.
Right?
Hey, you want to fly?
I'm allergic to feathers.
That,
wait, Paul, will you just pause for one second?
Worst.
How about that? hey, baby, do you want to fly? I'm allergic to feathers. This is supposed to be crackling dialogue.
I'm allergic to feathers.
He's just trying to let her down gently. He's got a real legit reason not to fuck her.
He doesn't want to put...
I don't want to sneeze in your face while you're...
I would love to fuck you, but it's... Yeah, you know, you and down pillows, I can't do it.
Now, if you were made out of my pillow material that, you know, contours...
Ooh, bring me one of those Tempur-Pedic whores.
Which, essentially, Rihanna is. Rihanna is a morphable pillow. By the way, I think Rihanna, MVP of this movie.
Best scene in the movie.
Yes.
She is a little blue creature, which... But I'm all in on Rihanna. Like, I thought that, like...
Bubble.
And
I
they
was
also,
sad that Bubble died so soon. I feel
so
like she
spoilers, Jessica!
Sorry.
She dies so anticlimactic. Like, they kill everybody. Like, where's Bubbles? And she's like, I'm here.
I love that she raises one finger almost like, over here.
One tentacle.
But she is dying.
I'm the best performer. He's like, a great performer. You're one of the best actresses I've ever seen. Like, that was his final send-off to Bubbles.
Of course, you're a great actress if you can be anything.
Well, by the way,
she turns into whatever she wants to.
She needs
to practice.
Yeah, he comes up with this plan to, like, they're going to be that crazy, like, weirdo creature. They jump in, and, like, 2 minutes before a massive Matrix-style fight scene, they can't even walk straight. They're like, and then, like, literally a minute later, he's running and jumping and chopping people's heads off. She's good. She's real good, is what I'm saying.
That segment where Loreline is trapped in with those beasts that are like,
you can't get the fat ass beasts.
And it's just the fashion show?
Nope.
I was like, now what are they up to here?
Nope. No.
Why did this get through? Like, what are we doing here?
Because she doesn't even, there's like 8 beats where she doesn't, the creature doesn't change its reaction at all. And then spits on her.
And then it finally just blows snot in her face.
Yeah.
She gets snot, people get slimed. Like, again, in this movie, there's a lot of slime. There's jizz guns. And then that scene with the baby. Like when Valerian runs into a
that
toy
weird
store.
Noseless baby.
Yeah, and he's like playing with a kid, but there's like also snot on that kid's face, and then the mom comes in. A lot of fucking slime. This movie was originally supposed to be in French.
What?
Jean-Luc Besson decided to get a wider audience.
His name is Jean-Luc Besson.
His name's Luc Besson.
Oh, sorry. Jean-Luc Picard and Jean-Luc Besson. Sorry, Luc Besson. I'm so excited that maybe Jean-Luc Picard might come back for the Quentin Tarantino Star Trek. It's been on my mind.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Luc Besson. But yeah, he thought it would be great to put in English because it would be a broader film. But it did not work. The budget of this movie was $210 million.
Whoa!
Opening weekend was 17.
Oh, no.
Well, it probably did better internationally, though.
Yes. Now, this is the thing. The worldwide gross of this movie was $225 million. So it made...
They just
kind of broke even.
No, well, no,
and by
not,
the way, Jean-Luc Besson also took no money for this movie.
Oh, no.
Because he wanted to make this vision, so he did not...
Maybe, is there something French about this movie we're not getting? Like, I recently saw some movie that was like an Italian comedy. It was like the most depressing thing I'd ever seen. But I'm like, maybe if I'm Italian, I'd be like, ha ha ha. So like, maybe there's something.
That's your impression of you as an Italian person? That's how you laugh when you're Italian?
Cappuccino. But like, maybe there's...
And then you just say cappuccino? You and as an Italian lady, ha ha ha, cappuccino. No. Really phenomenal acting.
By the way, just to put a button on this, when the movie did come out, even though it made $225 million, the company that made the film, their stock dropped by 40%, and the CEO immediately stepped down.
And killed himself. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, God, Doug, it's a prize.
Doug, are you okay?
Doug, have you gone into another dimension?
His arm's in the box. Get his arm out of that box.
This movie's going to make me sick tonight. I feel it. I feel that it's gotten into my veins.
Did you feel like as you were watching it, you understood what was happening?
Yes, and that was unfortunate. I was really hoping to have, like, kind of a blackout experience,
yeah,
like I've had with some of these films.
Sure.
But I could follow it enough that it really made me so much sicker.
You've said they are traumatic experiences.
Exactly. This one just makes me feel, like, vaguely nauseous.
And Italian?
Yeah, and Italian. There's a real tauntaun feeling, too, when she slices him out of that web.
Tauntaun? What a specific reference from you.
I feel like you just learned what a tauntaun is.
That's what she slices open. I have, like, a very vivid memory of being five in the movie theater. Who slices? Somebody slices open a tauntaun.
That's what she slices open, right? When Princess Leia does it, or no?
No, no, no. Doesn't Luke... He slices it open, makes a home in it.
Yeah.
Han Solo, but yeah.
It was Han Solo who did that?
He puts Luke inside of it.
But by the way, you're very close. You're
Hans?
Very close.
Did you just call him Hans? Is his name really Han Solo?
Oh, I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
John Luke Solo. Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like we should talk to our audience, because they're here, and I'm sure they have a lot to say, because we got to talk about Bob the Pirate, we got to talk about the jellyfish head, we got to talk about, there's a lot to get into it here. So let's go out into our crowd right now, and let's see what they have to say. I'm going to come down here. Okay, who has something?
Really think about it. Is your question good?
All right. There are over 200 alien races in this film. So I'd like you to say your name and come up with an alien race name that could be in this movie in your question.
My name's Brian, the Goobles.
Great, love it. That was great. And if you said it with more confidence, it would have been better. Okay.
Yeah. Remember, guys, be confident.
And have your questions on paper, please.
Have your glasses ready.
I want to know your opinions or thoughts on the Lorleans and Valerians' indifference to their teammates. Remember at the beginning, they're getting off the desert planet, and like 10 people die, and then they escape, leaving them behind. And then Laureline just says, "Shoot, he ruined my dress."
Yeah. That was pretty cold-blooded of them, right?
Yeah, they have no regard for human life.
No. But were those guys supposed to be dicks, those guys on the bus?
Well, they were wearing silly hats.
That's true.
And at one point, she does go, "Nice hat."
Yeah, nice hat. And that hat never seems to have any reason at all.
No. Nope, couldn't figure
it out. Like, it doesn't do anything.
All right, here we go, sir.
It's like a Jolly Rancher on his head, a green Jolly Rancher.
That would be amazing.
Mike?
Alien name?
Alien name, Charismoids.
Great.
That was a good one.
Clive Owen wipes out all life on this planet, covers up all record of it, and Laureline says she knows how the mule converter works because she learned about it in school.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You really
We're peeling back the layers now.
Well, are mule converters only on that planet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
maybe,
how did she learn about
or
that?
Or maybe they like were more, maybe they
maybe
were
she went to like a progressive school?
No, we found a loophole.
She went to like a Waldorf school, so they were like alternative stuff.
Valerian runs through a lot of holes in the plot.
That doesn't make sense. It's the only thing in the movie that doesn't.
I know, and I'm surprised they didn't cross that T.
You really found that flaw.
I really would have liked to see more of that little creature. I liked him.
Yeah, I liked watching him, like, his face struggle as he pooped out whatever he ate.
Yeah, when...
By the way...
He eats the pearl willingly and then looks surprised when he starts shitting out all that stuff.
It really is, like, the animal seems to be in distress.
Yes.
It is cruel to do what they're doing. Because the animal seems to then have, like, violent diarrhea.
Sarah McLachlan couldn't watch those scenes.
In another world, these are porgs. Like, I mean, imagine if and if we go see The Last Jedi, all the porgs do is just shit out, like, lightsaber crystals.
I would believe just shitting out kyber crystals.
All right, these people are from the balcony. They've come down with their questions.
Whoa.
Your name, your alien race.
That's some ambition.
My name's Christina. My alien race is Wotus Consentiazoid.
Nice.
Ooh. And so at the very end, Valerian's like, I'm a soldier. I play by the rules when they're debating giving back the converter. But when in the entire movie has he actually played by the rules?
Yeah, he never really seemed to much to me to be a soldier. Like, he seems to be like a play by his own rules kind of guy.
Like, at least Luke, right? He wants to figure out who his dad is, right?
Go on.
But he's like.
Are you talking about Jean-Luc?
Yeah, Jean-Luc. But there's like a dark force. He's like, we got to defeat this.
There's a dark force? Yeah.
Yeah, right? What is the dark? Who are they fighting?
Who's fighting?
This guy.
Well, they're fighting
their own guy.
They're fighting the bureaucracy.
Yeah, they're fighting Clive Owen. He turns out to be the bad guy.
But halfway through. Yeah. Exactly.
But who is Valerian's dad? Is that what you're asking?
Also, here's what I want to know, too. Like, when they are doing the mission where the school bus people are bringing them to the big market, who are the school bus people?
Exactly.
Like, who are they? Are rebels, but in service of what?
Exactly. I thought we were, at that point, these are like the good guys that are trying to overthrow some bad guys. But no, that's not true.
No,
and those guys
right.
got eaten by a dog, so who cares?
Yeah.
A space dog.
Space dog.
What about space dog slow fall?
I love that.
I'm going back to my theory about
poor
why
space
he couldn't
dog. Off, Arf.
Why he couldn't take space off his dog.
Sarah McLachlan hates this movie.
Her ads on Alpha Planet are amazing. I'm going back to like why his hand was in that box. If he took off the glasses, though, couldn't they just? They would shoot the box, and the box. But he wouldn't get shot, right?
Yes, he would. The glasses don't.
Just so he could see where he's going.
Oh, okay. So there is, like, so someone could kick you. With the glasses off.
Remember, he's like saying, she's not wearing glasses, and he is, and he's saying, hurry up, because right. he can see.
Space dog.
Right, but she wouldn't get hurt.
She would not.
But he would die?
Correct.
If you have your hand in that box?
But if it's just a hand in the box.
Wouldn't your hand die?
No, because isn't he still,
right?
He, I believe, is still in the big market dimension.
No, but if you take off the glasses.
No, the glasses aren't, the glasses just like, oh boy.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Because once they walk past that little thing, that entrance gate.
We need a nerd to explain this, Paul. You are not fit for this.
All right, sorry. I'm learning. All right, sir. Yes. Your name, your alien race, and your question.
My name is Tim. I would say based on the number of women in his playlist, maybe a race called the Venerials.
Oh. Oh
yes. And then here's my question. So, Rihanna is a specialized and arguably a one-of-a-kind exotic dancer. Jolly the Pimp is a pimp, but also the club promoter, musical accompaniment, and possibly the owner and proprietor of this club. Bubble performs her act for exactly one person who doesn't pay. How is this business profitable?
Dude,
maybe
Tim,
that's why the economy
Tim,
is so
like an
bad.
SAT
no
question.
More SAT questions, Tim. We're not doing math for you.
If this movie leaves a train station at 2 o'clock.
Okay. The rent on the club is 74,000 cubits per month.
I need scratch paper.
How many dances?
Sir.
At least one organ was getting touched in there.
Oh.
Hey. All right, sir, your name, your alien race, and your question.
Hi, my name's Steve. My alien race would be something like Snoozle or something weird.
No, you gotta
Snoozle.
Sell it, Steve.
Something
sell
weird.
It. Just go, Steve, Snoozle.
Okay. Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a Snoozle because I like.
You don't have to be it. We're not
but
asking you to
it.
Be
how
it.
How do you say hi and Snoozle?
You don't have to be it. You have to live it.
Hashtag you know living that Snoozle life.
Snooze it up, y'all.
All right, so like you said, there's over 200 aliens in this yes. movie, and apparently the director, Jean-Luc Besson, he wrote...
Make it so.
he wrote a 600-page book detailing each one of these aliens.
What?
Yes, according to IMDb.
and he made each one of the actors read this book so they could alter their acting when interacting with a specific alien.
No. And my question, this for free.
Did that pay off? Do you think it helped?
Wait, Jessica, you
did
also...
that pay off how much? How much money do I have to pay? Is this another math question?
No. Was it worth writing that book and making these actors read it?
What do you think, Steve Snoozel? I think you know the answer, dum-dum. We're doing it on the podcast. Sit down. Jesus Christ. Don't ask questions you think we all know the answers to, guys.
Sir, your name, I want you to forcibly say your alien race and then your question.
Tim and Swamp Whalekin.
Love it.
Yeah, I like that.
Did they, after they attacked the space UN, did they make any effort to save any of the other people's lives that got like...
I thought that too, yeah. No. They're cold-blooded motherfuckers.
Yeah, are we to assume everybody else is just still in those jelly cocoons?
And do those jellies, you die in that thing?
I don't think so.
Or you just stay asleep?
No, I think it just puts you to sleep.
I'd love to get a nice nap in a jelly cocoon.
I just like the idea that your husband comes home and you've covered yourself in jelly and you're just like trying to sleep on the bed and he's like, fuck yeah, my dreams have come true.
By the way...
Because he's covered in peanut butter?
Yeah. Yeah. Then we wrestle a bunch.
You guys wrestle on a bread bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way...
Hashtag jelly cocoons.
Just living that dipe life.
He puts in a breathing device. That was one thing, but then the breathing device opens and then like a little robot spider comes out.
Nope.
I love
that. Like that.
See, that's the stuff I liked in the movie.
I agree. I loved
there was cool stuff at play that I was like, oh, too bad. This movie, I was like, too bad there's cool components. I like elements of this. Fifth elements. I just wish that's Doug's joke. Boy, this was a bummer.
Your name, your alien race, and your question.
I'm Sophia, the Jizzitars. I got real stuck on the jizz gun.
The Jizzitars?
I got stuck on the jizz gun. The Jizzitars.
Like a guitar?
They would have like
no,
the
like
jizz
an
guns.
Avatar that's a jizz.
You're just talking about shooting jizz out of guns. I don't know. Anyway.
No, you said it and we take it.
Yeah, okay. I'm honestly curious, how long in the movie did it take you to realize the plot? Because for me, it was 1 hour and 40 minutes. Like, I like stopped it
I'm
before I put
still
all
not
of it
sure.
together.
Of the plot.
What and the true line
still,
is.
And then there was still 40 minutes left
Ooh,
of the movie.
When the movie ended, I was like, oh, well, okay, thank God. And then I looked, 20 more minutes.
Right, so how long
I was shocked.
Do you know, talk about the ending? What
is
the ending?
Yeah, that last scene's amazing. They're just standing around talking, and then they kiss, pan out from the spaceship.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
But what? So those K-trons kill everybody.
Yes.
And then where do the earwax people go? Where do the pearl people go?
Why does nobody's gun but Valerian's work against the K-trons? The army guys are like, and the K-trons are like, nothing affects us. And he's just like, boo, 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 boo. And each one explodes every time.
Well, it's in the 600-page novel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
Welcome Paul Scheer back to the stage, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Real great.
I like the scene where Valerian is hanging on by a fishing pole that an alien
he's
dangling him, and his solution is to shoot the alien in the face, who will then let go of that pole, and then he will fall to his death. Instead, they just cut to the next thing that happens.
Yeah. This movie has the harshest cuts of all time. It literally goes from an alien princess dying in like a collapse of her world to a hard cut of like that funny like on the beach sex scene. It's like, oh, like I don't know how to feel. They just are like, ah, fuck it. We don't need to bridge it.
And
just
the
cut.
Whole thing is when she dies, she like projects her soul into Valerian?
Yeah.
Like, that seems kind of random.
What? That's so dumb.
There literally is a 6-minute explanation of the entire plot with the last 10 minutes of the movie. It's like, all right, stop. We'll explain it.
Yeah.
So this end will have some meaning to you. Like, And when he gets in Rihanna's body, he just really lets loose with his feelings for Laureline. He's like, yeah, I really like her. She doesn't like me, but I don't know if I can commit to her. I think that's my issue. Like, he has a full therapy session that was all done in ADR.
Why also is it important for him to delete his playlist? Like, why does that matter?
I think there must be sex videos, right?
No, because she says, I should be the only woman.
Right, yes. Right. I get it. But what I'm saying is, like, why is that such a demonstrable show of, like, I only care about you? Like, he's done all this stuff.
Like, right. That's right. It's like saying you would need to go and get rid of, like, kill all of your exes to be with me.
Like,
which I don't think is crazy.
Or, like, wipe his... Wait, what?
I don't think that's crazy.
To have
say,
someone
like,
kill
I don't want
ex.
Them. I don't want them to be living in this realm, so like that they can't contact you.
That's a movie right there.
You know? Yeah.
If you want to commit to me, you have to kill all your exes.
Yeah.
So there's no way you can get back together with anybody.
Exactly.
It's called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh,
we had an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It's now time for second opinions.
Valerian in the sky. What girl would fuck this guy? He's full of smirks. He's just a jerk. Second opinions. His gadgets do everything. Break through walls of interdimensional malls. Second opinions.
Yeah!
Second opinions.
Great work, Tim.
Great work. All right, these are five-star reviews called from Amazon.com. They are great. 42% of the reviews are five stars. There are 536 total reviews for the movie. Let's get right into it. This is from James Rasmussen. And the title of the review is, Miss Delevingne is quite the flower. Not only...
Yuck.
Yes. Now, I will say this. In all my time in reading these, this is the first review that included a picture of Cara Delevingne. All right, so this is how it goes. And it's not as creepy as all of that implies, but it goes, a lovely film. This Dahan kid is cool. I dig his voice. The movie is imaginative. It reminds me of a 70s blaxploitation dram-com, which I don't
think is a thing. It reminds me of none of those things.
Yeah, nothing about that. Great characters and casting. Visually, it's stunning. It's grandiose. Great story. Aliens are super cool and believable. All right. The Space Ranger tech suit that Valerian wears is really cool.
I agree.
There's a great sequence to showcase it that would appeal to all the gamers. And I was really impressed with this flick. And Cara Delevingne is one fine woman. Five stars. This is, let's see here. okay, this is from Phoenix Angel. I love the movie. I've always, or for as long as I can remember, believed in the possibility of us not being alone. That there's life among us and beyond the stars.
Oh, so this is a documentary.
Yes. This movie, I believe, is a possibility of tomorrow, masked as fiction, to help expose what could be. Five stars.
Conspiracy theory.
And the title is Phenomenal Movie. Must see for open minds. If you're a Gaia.com person, you will like this. I don't know what Gaia is.
A yoga website.
So that review is like...
You like yoga,
you like this yoga,
other boring
you're
thing.
Be into this movie. Can you imagine so many pissed off yoga people being like, why are we watching this?
Yeah.
This fucking sucks.
Let's stretch.
Mark Chavez came in and really took the haters to task. Don't believe the negative reviews. They're from people who still have a Luke Skywalker or Captain Kirk figurine in their office. Or, better yet, wear pajamas and underwear with Darth Vader on their crotch.
Burn.
Trust me, this movie's great. Five stars.
Burn.
I love that those people have those toys in their office.
On their crotch. Darth Vader on their crotch.
At least it's breathable.
And...
Happy back on, Doug!
She's
Doug,
back!
Will you happy back
on? She's back!
Brought to you by Mack Weldon, breathable Darth Vader underwear.
For all you Valerian haters out there.
Push the front, it makes the sound.
This is one of my favorite reviews I've read in a while because it goes deep. This is by Wallace Guy. It says, big reward for forgiving the flaws and going deeper. This is one of my...
You can say that about any piece of shit.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. I watched it for the first time a few days ago and I've already seen it thrice.
Not enough going on in Wallace's life.
To trash Valerian is like expecting a poem to adhere to the structure of a proper essay. Introduction, content, conclusion, proper grammar, proper spelling, logical flow. A poem might have none of those, but be a great poem. A poem requires little more than active engagement from your heart and bypasses the aspects of your mind. That's Valerian. There are two aspects of Valerian that stand out for me. Creativity and metaphors. I love the world that was created, and I see layer upon layer of really insightful metaphors and allegories. Whether or not those layers are there, or I'm just making stuff up, doesn't matter. But here's an example. The movie centers around an animal, a mew converter, which replicates whatever it eats. It's ambiguous exactly how it does this, but what I saw was an animal that poops out whatever it eats. I found the contrast between the high-value nature of what it was eating and the excrement nature of the replication absolutely hysterical. The metaphor of we poop what we eat being made cinematically explicit is profound. If you read Junk
News... This guy takes some amazing shits every day.
You know what? Thank God somebody is willing to put on film that which we know to be true, we poop what we eat. Finally, a filmmaker brave enough to document it on film.
Watch it on the toilet and wake up.
Because if you like the movie but are having trouble, I suggest that this movie is a good candidate for some herbal assistance. It might free you from the prison of mores. 5 stars for Valerian.
Wow.
A really in-depth review. So just to give you a little bit of background, then we'll go to our final thoughts here. The movie got a 49% on Rotten Tomatoes.
49?
That's 49%. Not bad.
I would like to reiterate, the house got 17. Oh,
that's
which reminds
right.
me, just very quick, if everybody could be quiet. Alexa, please buy The House on Blu-ray DVD.
Yes.
Thank you.
The top three movies of the last year, because this movie came out this year, are Rogue One, Beauty and the Beast, and Wonder Woman. And this movie came in 66 of all the movies that came out in the last year. And it was beaten by Fast and the Furious. And and Return of Xander Cage, and it beat nothing that we talked about on the show. Final thoughts, everybody. Would you recommend this movie in the sense of why we do the show, to watch something that's interesting, good, bad, whatever you want to say about it? Would you recommend this movie, Jason?
Here's what I'll say. If it's on TV, watch it until you're like, well, I don't care for this anymore, and then watch something else. I wouldn't say, like, we exist in a world right now where you would have to buy it.
Watch
right.
it if you're enjoying it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say rush out and buy it. But if it was on like
HBO,
it was
HBO, on like the USA Network. It
well,
came on.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's
no,
a
because
Saturday
there'd be commercials.
Yeah.
Then there'd be commercials, okay. And it'd be like 7 hours long.
Okay.
But like if it's on HBO on or something or on an airplane, sure, watch it. Like there is some really cool like sci-fi stuff. You know, like there's elements of this that are so interesting and so well executed that I think it's worth watching on a visual level, but it is so not satisfying as a cumulative watch that I feel like check in and out on it and who cares is kind of my
like
deal.
Clean your house and keep it on in the background
yeah.
movie. I agree. I think that the movie is like, it, I can't go on enough to say how great it looks for a movie that is. You can tell it's completely CGI. Like, they were never in any real location. And it just looks great. I just wish there was a different actors and plot. But, yeah, Jessica, what do you think?
I mean, does this movie make me as sick as the other movies you've made me watch? I guess not. I think if you're a fan of Aliens, if you want to, like, if you're, like, the kind of guy or girl, whoever wrote that, thinks maybe there's other worlds out there, you want to see a variety of aliens. If you have dreams of having sex with an alien, I feel like this would be a good watch. You know, give you some ideas for your playlist, for your alien playlist. If you
Why
like...
Why are you looking at me when you're...
Jealous.
I'm not trying to have sex with
Maybe
aliens.
Maybe if you have like a fetish for getting covered in jelly or slime, this would be something that would be good for you. Otherwise, I think it's a pass.
Do you like perfect eyebrows?
Yeah, sure.
Hers are pretty amazing.
Hers are great. Oh, yes, good-looking people. I would have liked a different bang on him, on that actor. I don't like
You'd
a boyish
like to bang.
Bang
on him differently?
A boyish bangs on somebody I don't like. But again...
You can see him in the chair. Give me bangs.
Yeah, give me bangs. Like, anyway. So,
well,
yeah.
The good news for all of you is that Jean-Luc Besson has said that he is going to finance another movie.
Really?
Why doesn't it say Valerian will return at the end?
It was supposed to be one of the trilogy, and I think he's doubling down on it.
It will not be with those actors. There's no way they're going to sign on.
Can I ask like an audience question very quickly just by applause? Is this like a beloved property, this comic book?
The comic book started in 1967 in France
and
ended in 2010. So it's been a very long-running, successful French comic that is known for being smart and funny and on every level, like, what sci-fi should be. It comments on society. It's, like, very highly regarded.
Sure, so just like this movie.
Yes. Doug, would you recommend this movie? You saw it in the theater.
Now that it's not in theaters anymore, I agree with everybody here that it's a great coffee table movie. That it, you know, it looks great all the way through. The visuals are really good. But, you know, the monsters also feel a lot like we've seen them before, a lot of them.
Yeah, I like, what was your favorite monster?
Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna's, like, her scene, like, seek out her scene. Maybe it's available on YouTube.
Just I'm sure, yeah.
By itself. The scene where she performs. Because she keeps changing outfits, different sexy outfits, and it's pretty entertaining.
I was all in for that, just because, again, I think that she had some life to her as a performer. It was like, and even Ethan Hawke or Mark McGrath, whoever it is, like, I loved when the energy just came in. Like,
that's right.
It's just like,
that's
right. That's how these things work, these movies.
Yeah, and I love how he gets murdered right in front of Bubble, and she's like, I don't want him to be mean to me anymore. And he's like, he's not gonna. I think you're gonna be all right now. He's fucking laying there dead.
Yeah, they really kill people with reckless abandon. So I guess this movie is a solid, maybe, to watch across the board.
I give it 1,000 stars.
Let's just go and talk. Doug, what do you have that you want to... You have, obviously, your amazing podcast, Doug Loves Movies.
Doug Loves Movies is still going strong after 11 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's really fun to see a live show. The show's out and about a bunch.
It's always live all across the country. Yeah. And got some shows coming up in L.A., too. And Jessica's going to be back on soon.
I'm available.
And Jason and Paul and June are always welcome.
Love it.
Tim could come on and sing a song.
Tim is the best. Tim, come on.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Be careful. Tim will show up.
He lives here in L.A.
I'm into it. I would love that. Like, just come up and sing a song,
dude. All right. Tim, the gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah.
And, let's see how many podcasts Tim can sing poorly on.
Oh,
I'm not being mean to Tim, everybody.
You're being nice to music.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Don't be such a snoozle.
But DougLovesMovies.com for all the future dates.
Perfect. Jessica.
Well, we've got a new Womp It Up. coming every week, hot and fresh, much like a DiGiorno pizza that's not delivered to your door. I don't know when this is airing, but Jason's is the next one. Okay, Gutterballs comes back for his own episode. We really get into it.
Don't you worry.
And you're having a special live show, right?
Yes, Largo on January 9th, 8:30 p.m. We're going to be live. Again, this jerk next to me will be there, and please come out. It will be a really good time.
And just to give you, you know, to toot your horn here, like, and the
end year
of the best shows on TV, Playing House I've Seen, has been written up in so many great publications,
sweet.
The New York Times, everything. Very exciting.
Thank you so much. Yes, and please go watch season three. All the seasons are on iTunes and Amazon.
And you can go Alexa. By Playing House.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jason, what do you want to talk about?
I am on the TV show Big Mouth on Netflix.
The best.
It is an animated puberty-based comedy that is very dirty.
It's super dirty.
Yeah,
and
if you're wondering
really
if
funny.
I get a pillow pregnant after I have sex with it, I do. If you're also wondering if that pillow has the voice of Kristen Bell, it does. And I would also like to plug something that I am not even remotely involved in, but it is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Ah.
It is on Amazon, and it is
you just
best
told
show of
me
the
about
year.
It.
It's fantastic. So if you haven't watched it yet, go watch that.
Very excited for that. I will plug The Disaster Artist,
yes.
which Jason, June, and I all have the ability to be in, and I think it's really, really good. We did a special episode about it here, but if you see it, make sure you stay until the very end of the credits, not just the beginning end credits, like until the credits are over, because there's a scene that you don't want to miss out on.
I messed up. I didn't wait for it.
It's really good,
too. I didn't think there'd be a fucking MCU scene at the end.
I know.
I was shocked that Loki was there.
Loki comes to Tommy and goes, you gave birth to Rey. You have to save her. She's the last Jedi. Definitely
now
check
you gotta
out.
Fuck this porg.
And then the porg will shit out kyber crystals.
Ooh, actually, I want to plug one more thing.
Yeah.
Paul and I did another episode of the Chris Gethard Show. I honest to God, I don't even know where to tell people to go watch it.
I think you can find it on the True TV app, or you can find it, you can buy it on Apple, but you can find it. Just find the episode.
It's Chris Gethard's talk show. Paul and I just did an episode. We did an episode last year called Another Man's Trash.
Right.
I don't know what this one is called, but here's the setup.
Show us your pets.
Show us your pets, actually. It is what it's called. Chris Gethard leaves the show within the first 10 seconds and gives Paul and I one full hour of live television to control.
And we had no prep time. We had no rehearsal. We did not know what was happening until he walked off and they revealed it to us live. We were live on television. And
if you think
amazing.
We didn't fucking destroy that show, check it out if you can. It really is.
You can
really
definitely watch the 5-minute clip reel of it, which is on YouTube right now, but it's really good. Chris Gethard from the Jazz Singer episode. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Los Angeles. Thank you for watching Valerian. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
PCAST. Get it. Get it.